the podcast with everything paranormal. It is the 222 paranormal podcast. I'm your host, Joe Shortridge, and me. I kind of want to vibe on that. Like, we're rappers, by the way. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Do you remember we were at that one show and the kid came up, are you a rapper?
Yeah. These little kids came up to Joe and thought he was, they thought he was a rapper because he had a microphone. And I said his rap name would be Joe Wayne Gacy.
Or Saran Wrap, I don't know.
Nice. I don't know what mine would be.
I don't know.
Too short. Oh, wait, that's already taken.
I thought it was pee-pee.
No.
Paranormal posture?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I don't know. I'll have to think on that. I'll get back to you guys next week.
And today's show is brought to you by Jen's Closet, where yes. You can get all kinds of high-end clothing at bargain prices.
That's right. Poshmark. Lots of cool things in there. I have some new items. If you guys need stuff for St. Patty's Day, I have lots of green items, dresses, sweaters, jackets, tops. And I got a really cool goth steampunk cabby jacket. It's long with like antique buttons, if you guys are interested.
There you go.
Hit me up on my Facebook. All right, Joe.
Facebook, I got it. What's the Poshmark page? Do you know the actual?
Yeah, it's Poshmark/HAPPIE 22.
There you go.
Anyways, Joseph, Dean.
Yes.
We're freezing and I got frostbite today. Terribly bad. I haven't even shown you yet.
No.
It's, I had a flat tire. I had to stop and put gas in my tire. I had to put air in my tire. It was a long, drawn-out ordeal when I grabbed the metal part on the air hose thing. It was really cold, and I was like, ooh, that's cold. But I was like, I'm just going to press through and get this air in my tire. And I peeled it off of my hand, and my fingers where I was holding it were completely white. They were white as this page. Everybody, this page. It was scary. I looked at it. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So they weren't black, like real frostbite, it's frost nip, they call it.
It scared me because I've never seen my skin look like that. And now it's really, really red. So people, wear your gloves when you're putting air in your tires when it's minus 7 degrees.
It's kind of like a 1 degree burn.
Yeah.
It'll be about the same.
Yeah, it hurt. I'm trying to like stimulate the nerve ends.
Yeah, keep the blood flowing to it.
I don't want my fingers to die it off and then come back and haunt me. speaking of haunting, we have not done any weird tales from Florida in a long time.
Oh, okay.
But I have some for you.
All right.
Since we're jealous of Florida because it's warm there and it's 7 below here,
yeah.
I have a couple goodies for you. Just a little tidbit, tee-hee, to start this show off. Florida man arrested for DUI after mistaking bank drive-through for Taco Bell. I'm like, who doesn't want to get Taco Bell when you're drunk?
I need that chalupa.
Oh, my God. The chalupa's so good. A Tampa man was arrested on Wednesday afternoon for a DUI after he reportedly mistook a bank for a Taco Bell drive-thru. According to the Hernando County Sheriff's Office, the manager of the Bank of America on Mariner Boulevard called to report an impaired driver after he found an unconscious man behind the wheel of a blue sedan in the bank's drive-thru lane. He said he was there for some time after waking up. He asked the manager for a burrito. Yeah.
So there's that. Tales of Drunken Nights and Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco Bell sounds so good. I used to have this friend who we would go to the bar all the time. We would go like Thursday, Friday night, Saturday night. It was our hangout. Joe used to work there. And we would go, and every time, well, she didn't drive. I have to pick her up every time because she was a drunk. Allegedly. And I don't want to get sued. And every time she wanted to go to Taco Bell, and she'd be like, Taco Bell sounds really good right now. And I'm like, 2:30 in the morning driving. Yeah. Taco Bell drive through. Those people were so PO'd because they had to wait on a bunch of drunk people. And I would every be halfway night. Sober and I'd just be like, I'm sorry. And she'd be like, I need some taco sauce. And then eating it and the taco stuff would be dripping down the front and all over inside my car. And that's just how it goes. But you guys probably relate. Now, in Michigan, it's White Castle.
It
in
is.
Ohio,
I was
going to
say,
Taco Bell.
There's many times where I would leave a show with a carload of drunk people and I'm sober and they all want to go to White Castle. And White Castle, if you don't know White Castle, they're little burgers.
So good.
That are like 2 inches by 2 inches. Square.
Yum.
But to get through the drive thru, it takes probably 40 minutes.
It's a ridiculously long.
It was
long.
So long. And all these drunk people in my car. And I'm like, I just want to get home. I want to dump all these people off at the house and go to my house.
Yeah. When I lived in California, I think it was In-N-Out Burger was the place to go. Okay, I'll give you one more Florida tale, and then we'll talk about scary stuff. Florida man drunkenly calls 911 to report his wife is a black widow spider. A Florida man was arrested on Tuesday after reportedly calling 911 when he was intoxicated to report that his wife was a black widow spider. They were dispatched to the home around 1:36 a.m. The man, 61 years old, reported that his wife was a black widow spider and requested that she be Baker acted, and I don't even know what that means.
What?
Officer says the man was slurring his speech, smelled like alcohol, and he was very incoherent. Does not say if the wife was or was not actually a spider, but he was taken off to jail.
You never know.
She could.
We talk about these weird things all the time. Yeah.
And speaking of shapeshifters, riding a segue right into our topic of the day.
I'd kill myself on a segue.
Oh my gosh. I can't even walk.
It's like those little things that they put on the ground and the kids stand on them and go around the house. How?
No.
How?
Oh, you know what? I saw it was really, really sad one time. I was coming down Alexis Road, which is kind of one of the main streets here in Toledo. And there was a guy who rides a segue. Did you ever see him? He goes up and down Alexis. Well, he used to go up and down Alexis, and he would ride the Segway, and he was an older gentleman, and he would wear a helmet, but he crashed his Segway, and he was sitting on the bus bench, and he was all beat up. I mean, like, his face was all smushed in, and the paramedics were tending to him, and I felt so bad, because he just looked like he just wanted to go somewhere and get his little helmet on, and I haven't seen him since.
Aw. Well, it is wintertime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
can't ride your Segway in the winter.
Not in the road. I mean, our roads are terrible and our sidewalks are even worse. So, like,
I'm telling you, I've ridden my bike down Alexis Road and I ride on the sidewalk. I don't care.
Yeah.
If people don't like it, I've actually had to ride around cop cars and state troopers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, say something. I am not riding in the main road. But anyhow, our sidewalks are so jacked up.
I know.
I mean, you're talking 4-inch to 5-inch gaps and stuff, but anyhow, segueing into our story.
Smooth segue.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Like a rock.
Smooth.
So, as you guys heard a few shows ago, our nephew, Caleb, was in talking about his encounters with the gnomes. And if you haven't heard that, go back and listen to that show. It is amazing. And while he was dealing with the gnomes, he said he had an encounter that he thinks was a Wendigo.
Right.
So we're like, well, what are Wendigos? And let's talk about them.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I always thought they were the same as a Bigfoot, but they're not.
No, completely different.
I was mistaken.
I mean, I knew kind of them, but I just pictured them as like you see in the movies and all that.
Yeah.
You know.
This is stupid, but every time I hear the word Wendigo, I think of Winnebago, and I think of that old camper that we used to have.
I was gonna use it as a joke and say, it's not a big camper.
Right.
Or the other joke I was going to say is, the Wendigo ate my baby.
My baby was like my Wendigo. But Wendigos probably would eat a baby.
Yes, they would.
So, you know, talking about what they are sometimes referred to as the most dangerous monster of them all.
Of them all.
Okay, I'm just asking because I don't know. Is a Wendigo the same as a skinwalker?
Now, legend says that they are something like that, but the Native Americans say that they're not the same.
Okay.
But they do have the same traits.
Okay. Okay, so we were researching it, and I was reading over some information that Nick Redfern had put out about the Wendigos, and I'll just kind of paraphrase this because I'm not trying to, you know, plagiarize his reading. But he says they're highly dangerous creatures, and they're one of the staples in folklores and legends of the Native American tribes known as the Algonquins.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I said that right.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. They're very tall. They're crazy looking. They are very violent. And they mostly roam through the forests of the Pacific Northwest and the northernmost states of the U.S. and Canada. I don't know. Would that include us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a lot of legend around the Great Lakes of them.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys don't know, like, we're right on the Great Lakes. Lake Erie, 419, yo. Okay, and so it's a large humanoid beast. So it resembles a human, but it's not human-like. Okay. It eats human flesh. That's the big part.
That's it. It's cannibal.
Have you heard the stories of what's going on with the actor? I won't say his name because I don't want to get sued. The actor who is being like blacklisted from Hollywood because of his cannibalism?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay, there's this story going around, allegedly. I have to say that. Allegedly, some of his private emails or something to that effect, text messages or something, got out that he was having fantasies or may have participated in cannibalism.
Okay.
And he's a very famous actor. He's been in big movies.
Yeah.
So his career is done. His agent and talent agents have dropped him. And I'm sure, you know, there's probably going to be more that's coming out.
Is it a publicity stunt for maybe he's got a movie coming out that nobody knows about yet, or
I don't know. Why would you really do that?
Well, it's Hollywood.
Like, yeah. I know. Right. Like, believe me, it's all a well-oiled machine, Hollywood. I don't know, but I was watching videos in bed. You know how you just get lost in the rabbit hole of YouTube for hours?
Yeah.
And I saw this 60 Minutes about this. It's so disgusting and so sad. There was a very young woman who was given to her grandmother, her father's mother, and she was a Satanist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting Satanists down or whatever, but this particular sect was in, or cult, was into eating human flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Just very, very,
yeah,
I won't even
the
go
super
into,
disgusting,
yeah,
like, sect that nobody ever wants to talk about.
Yeah, but it was really gross, but they were eating human flesh.
Oh, okay.
And so it just kind of all goes back to this, like, cannibalism thing. So they say that if a person eats human flesh, they can, he or she would be able to shapeshift into a Wendigo.
Yeah.
So it's like, ugh, so gross. I mean, like, barf. I don't even want to eat meat these days. I'm just like barfing every time I like, ugh. But did have a really good steak at Texas Roadhouse the other day. Okay. I think since I had COVID, weird things give me weird tastes. So, okay, I'm just telling Joe this. Every time I come here and his little heater is on, I hear music.
Yeah.
I heard it today. That's why I was giving you the weird eyes earlier. Everything that is apple scented smells like apple cider vinegar and makes me want to vomit. Because I was taking these apple cider vinegar gummies before I got COVID. And it's almost like my brain, it's a trigger or something. Like anything apple smelling, doesn't like sweet or sour or tart or whatever, it smells exactly like these gummies.
Oh, okay.
It's so weird. Huh. I won't even go that. Whatever. Rabbit
hole. Rabbit hole.
Okay. So, adding to the legend, Wendigos are said to have the ability to control minds, and they're owl, you know, they do this for horrific and terrible reasons. They use the shape-shifting as an angle, and what we might, or Nick Redfern refers to this term, mind-shifting process.
Okay.
So, you know, I think it's just mind control,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So the legends lend its name to the disputed modern medical term Wendigo psychosis. Now, this is considered by some psychiatrists to be a syndrome that creates an intense craving for human flesh and fear of becoming a cannibal. Now, this psychosis is said to occur within people living around the Great Lakes of Canada and the United States.
Yeah.
So why is it pinpointed to this region?
Just because that's where the Wendigo is supposed to be
hanging out.
Yeah, supposed to. The legend says that that's where he comes from and where he's seen.
And it's this is so apropos, Joe. It says the psychosis usually develops in the winter in individuals who are isolated by heavy snow for long periods. I was freaking out. I had so much snow in my driveway; it was up to my knees. I'm like, I'm going to be stuck here forever. I'm going to be stuck here forever. I had to go out the front door to get out of my house. Normally, I don't use the front door. I use the back door. Back door, it was up halfway of my back door. I was like, oh, my God. Then I noticed when I came over to your house, you have so much snow in your front yard.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so there's some initial symptoms to this. Nausea, poor appetite, vomiting. The individual develops delusions of being transformed into the Wendigo monster. And people who have this psychosis increasingly see others around them as being edible. Oh, girl, I'm a snack. Then they must, all these Great Lakes monsters must be thinking I'm a snack. Joe doesn't get it, but that's okay.
Y'all. I don't wanna.
Just when somebody looks yummy, you think they're a snack. Snacks. Okay. All right. At the same time, the people who have this have an exaggerated fear of becoming a cannibal, which I said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do they look like, Joe?
Well, okay. So there's a few different ideas of what they look like. Now, in the modern movies, they're depicted as a tall, hairy beast, thin, bipedal, stands on his back legs, has long arms. Long fingers with real sharp long fingernails so they can grab you and all that. The head of a stag or like a cow's head, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would have antlers.
Okay.
Which the cows don't have antlers. They have horns, but that's what this looks like. Now, that's not really the representation of Native Americans put it as. They put it as a person that looked almost dead and decaying with extremely tight skin, yellow teeth, long fingernails, same thing, the real long fingernails, but more of a person that was dead and decaying, okay? And the skin was pulled so tight that it was almost see-through, so you could see the bones under.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's the thing about this is the Algonquin people saw the Wendigo as this thin, bony thing with an insatiable lust to eat constantly.
Mm-hmm.
It could never stop being hungry, and it would eat humans. And also they said that the more it ate the humans, the bigger it got. So however size of human it ate, it would grow in that size.
I wonder if they, this is just weird, if they ever Native American people encountered maybe some people who were coming, across the land, pioneers,
mm-hmm.
they were just starving.
Yeah.
And they just looked crazy and wanted to eat because they were hungry.
Another legend says that it is a giant creature made of ice.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
That was 14 to 15 foot tall.
That's big.
Made of ice, and it would eat people. But the main thing is, the whole thing behind it was the Native Americans, where they lived, the Algonquin people. Now, when I say Algonquin, that wasn't really a tribe. That was just described the people that lived in these areas, so which was all been, Great Lakes area and
it could have been Canada. Multiple different tribes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So if you hear the term Algonquin, it just means the region or the people in that region.
Okay.
But with the people that where they lived, the winters were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had their huts and that they could live in. They would wear the skin of the animals. But we didn't have, like out west, they have buffalo and all that kind of stuff. So winters around here were super harsh.
Yeah. Sure.
And the people would starve to death because they didn't have anything to eat because, you know, the hunting and all that wasn't that great in the wintertime. So I think that's where this came from, was more of a legend of people that actually started doing cannibalism. And I think it's a way to keep people from becoming that, you know, trying to scare them into not doing that and becoming the Wendigo.
I wonder, too, if the natives would tell these type of tales to keep the white man from entering into their land.
That's possible.
You know, stay off our land.
Stay off our land.
They also were at some point described as having massive eyes like an owl.
Oh, really?
And sharp claws. So do they have hair? Do they not have hair? Or is it just, you know?
You know, and like I said, in different descriptions of them, but the modern description is that they were furry.
Okay.
But in the native descriptions, they were hairless.
I wonder if it's by the region. So, it you could know, be. Like here, clearly an animal is going to have a lot of hair. It's freaking cold.
Well,
it's
no.
7 degrees.
See, that's why they said that this is an emaciated or what person type creature. And it was always so hungry and it was, you know, it could not quench its thirst for food because it was so hungry. And the part of it was that it was naked or whatever you want to say.
Yeah. Now, is this a creature that's always been, or is this like a humans are turned into this?
So I've heard that it was always around, but people can be turned into it by cannibalism. Mm,
okay.
If they, you know, and that's another thing, like I was saying earlier, maybe it was a deterrent to keep people from cannibalism because it would scare them into thinking that they're going to turn into this thing.
Yeah. It also said that, you know, humans that were full of lead, greed and lust were turned into them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why are we so scared of these people or these Wendigos? Sorry.
But I think that's the whole idea of it, is we are scared of it because we don't want to turn into it, or we're more afraid of what it is because legend says we don't want to turn into it. And if you do bad or for full of greed or that, you're going to become this thing.
What would you think it would be classified as? Do you think it would be paranormal? Do you think it would be an elemental? Do you think it would be a spirit?
I think more of a spirit or a demon because of what it does. I think it would be kind of like an elemental demon, maybe.
I always wonder if elementals are actually like, I don't know. I don't know if this is the right way to say it, but are elementals a physical being? You know, like I can touch it.
Well, if you consider like the fairy or the goblins, they're all elementals.
Yeah.
And they are physical. Now, it said that if you were in the woods and you had the smell of rotten flesh or decay, a Wendigo is near.
Ooh, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to encounter one. I'm a snack. I don't want to get eaten. No. How do they find you? Like, would you have to be out and about in the woods, or can they come into the city? What's going on?
Well, they didn't really have cities.
No, but I mean like modern times, like now.
Oh, now. I don't know. I was thinking of back during the legends. But, well, legend says that their senses are very heightened. They can sense you from miles away, and they can hunt you down. They're very particular about who they hunt down.
Mm-hmm.
They'll follow you for a long time. They'll actually get into your brain, not physically, but mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And They'll break you down psychologically so that you are weakened, and it's almost like you become their prey. Now, they can sense you for long distance in the woods, but I've also heard that they can actually open doors and come into homes where a lot of times we hear of like demons and all that can't enter your house without your permission, basically. Right. But these, being that they're some of the worst demon or whatever you want to call it out there, they can actually enter your home, open doors or windows, and get in.
Everybody needs to go back and listen to our show about salt, because remember they talked about putting the black salt and salt at your doorstep to keep things from being able to cross over into your house.
Yeah, I don't remember what episode that was.
It was the early one. Yeah. It was like in the early back in the day.
But they can hunt you down, and it said that they actually can get into your mind and turn you into a crazy person.
Well, I'm already there. I probably have like 20 of them after me, so whatever. I'm a snack. Okay, do you want to hear a little tale about one? Okay, so this is a story. This is, I wouldn't say it's a true story, but I think it's a true story. Okay, so there was a Native American. His name was Swift Runner, and he lived with his family in the forest area of Edmonton, Canada. As 1878 rolled around into 1879, party like it's 1879, Joe, Swift Runner turned up in the city of Alberta, St. Alberta, Canada, and he had this bleak tale of how his whole family, his wife, he had six children, his mother and his brother had all fallen victims to the recent hostile winter. Food was scarce. Temperatures were plummeting. I mean, it's Canada. Like, you know, it's like freezing. And he told a group of Catholic priests the story that there was a Wendigo that had, you know, possessed and ate his whole family.
Mm-hmm.
So he was giving the priests some red flags. They were like, I don't know if this is true, because he was not looking emaciated. He looked healthy, I guess I would say. They thought he was possessed by a Wendigo.
Yeah.
And he was the actual person eating everybody because he was not thin, but his whole family was dispatched.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would see, there was a report that they had seen him transforming into this beast.
Okay.
So it's shape shifting from looking like a human to something else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The story goes that he claims that he was possessed by a Wendigo, but he also said it as in like the second person type thing. He said that the Wendigo ate his family, but they found, I mean, it was obvious that he was the one that ate his family. And there was another case, though, of Jack Fiddler and his brother Joseph, who were arrested for killing a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And he claims that he killed them because they were Wendigos.
Oh.
Okay. So, and that's where the like you said earlier, the term Wendigo psychosis comes from, is his case where he says that he was killing these people because they had the desire to eat flesh. Almost like the TV show Walking Dead.
Yeah, gross.
You know, the people are possessed and turn into that. The zombies, the and they eat people.
Eats your brains.
But it's kind of the same thing if you think about it. Because these,
yeah.
But I mean, I didn't really watch it, so I don't know the premise of it. But was it a disease or something that they got? Or
I don't know. After like the third or fourth season, it was just so gross. Like, it was just, I got to the point where I'm like, this is giving me nightmares. Like, I had to stop watching it because they were never getting to any resolution. Yeah. It was just violence and, you know, I don't know. I got tired of it. That's my two cents on Walking Dead. But I don't know if I completely believe that this is a real thing. I'm a little skeptical about it.
it's the same as anything else we say, because there's no, like the dog man and all that, people say that they claim to see it, but there's no proof. But this is supposed to be the baddest of the bad, the worst creature out there.
So I found a couple of stories about this flesh eater of the forest. That's what of them is calls it. In the northern woods of Minnesota, the forests of the Great Lakes region and the central regions of Canada are said to live the Wendigo. Sometimes they call it Wendigo, like W-I-N instead of W-E-N. But they've also been known to be called Witigo, Witkiko, or Witiko, but they all roughly translate to this evil spirit that devours mankind. So there have been stories of these going on for hundreds of years. Now, in 1661, a Jesuit priest, I guess you would call it, he had stated this. Now, this is a quote. What caused us greater concern was the intelligence that met upon us when entering the lake, namely the men disputed by our conductor for the purpose of summoning the nations of the North Sea and assigning them to rendezvous where they were to await our coming, and met their death with the previous winter in a strange manner. Those poor men, according to the report given to us, were seized by an ailment known to us, but not a very unusual among the people we were seeking. They were afflicted either by lunacy, hypochondria, nor frenzy, but have a combination of all of these species of disease, which affects their imagination and causes them more than canine hunger. This makes them so ravenous for human flesh that they pounce upon women and children and even upon men like veritable werewolves and devour them ravenously without being able to appease their glut or their appetite. Ever seeking more fresh prey, and more greedily they, the more flesh they eat. The ailment attacked our deputies, and as death is the sole remedy among those simple people for checking such acts of murder, they were slain in order to stay the course of their madness. So, you know, this is going all the way back to the 1600s. So, you know, you've got, what do they call them, missionaries or priests coming into the area trying to convert the native people, and they're witnessing these Wendigos.
Now, how do you kill them? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
There's two ways. One is by fire. You have to burn them.
Okay.
And the second is to drive a silver stake into their heart, and it says it shatters their heart.
Sort of like a vampire.
Very much like a vampire.
They almost have the same things as vampires, because I know in a lot of tales, everybody always thinks of vampires as just sucking blood out, but there's other vampires that actually eat people. Now, what do you think about this? The Algonquin people may have made this up to, or may have made this up because they go out in the woods, and if some of their people disappear, they go in the woods and find their bodies half eaten. Could be by animals, but they could have made the story up saying that the Wendigo ate the Wendigo ate their baby. And now, doing the research, I watched some YouTube videos, of course, and there's ones that actually play the sound of a Wendigo.
Really?
Okay. But to me, this just sounds like elk and moose. We've heard elk, you know, the elk herds making noise in it. So let me play this for you.
Okay.
I'll play a little bit. It's a minute long, but I'm not going to play the whole thing, of course. Okay, so that's supposed to be the sound. It's supposed to be a true sound of a Wendigo, and yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know.
But I think it's a representation of what people say they sound like.
You know, you have to just I know we're in the modern times, and there are things out there. I'm going to say there's unexplained things and, mm-hmm. and things we can explain and can't. But back in those days, they had no information.
Exactly.
The forest was scary.
That's it.
There were mountain lions, bears, you know, everything out there. So, like, you had to be very cautious mm-hmm. if you... your children wanted to go play, they exactly. can just like run off in the forest, no. you know, like,
and that's why I say it. I'm thinking that they would find people killed by animals. And, you know, back then I know they knew about animals because mm-hmm. that's what they lived around.
Right.
And, you know, they knew how to hunt and all that, but there had to been those parent or those legend stories that come out of this. And it just sounds to me like this was made by some of them stories of people finding other people ate or finding people that eat other people because the winters were so bad.
Yeah.
Cannibalism was a real thing back then.
That's gross.
But that's what it was, you know?
I know. It's just one of those things, like, you could debate it all day long. Like, is this real? Is this not real? Did this happen? Does mm-hmm. it really not happen? I think it's still happening.
Yeah.
I think there are just people out there that have this disease, psychosis, mm-hmm. you know, like, I don't think it's a physical disease. I think it's a mental disease
yeah.
and they have to eat flesh and it's gross.
But that could be a completely different thing besides this. And,
yeah.
and this could also be, you know, we've talked about it all the time. It could be a creature that comes from a different dimension.
True. Yeah. Could have been an alien.
Could be an alien.
Aliens.
You know, and that's the thing too, is back then maybe, I mean, this is just my thinking, but maybe there were aliens that showed up on Earth and, you know, ate the humans.
Yeah.
I mean, we go and we hunt the animals.
Yeah.
How do we know that an alien didn't come down that looked like this? Because you never know.
Yeah. And then he took one taste of us and we're like, ew.
Ew. Human.
Blech.
Have you had human? Yes. Oh. You've got to put them in teriyaki sauce.
Right, exactly.
And
gross. I don't know. I think all legends start have the beginnings with something true to life, but
yeah.
there could be other explanations. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, with all this information that's going on with, like, skinwalkers right now and first-hand tales, and I think we're only scratching the surface of, like, some of the things that are out there that maybe have been hidden
mm-hmm.
or we haven't seen.
Or we haven't seen. They're on a different dimension than us.
Yeah. I saw a video.
That was me.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm
touching the
ghosts.
Microphone. That's why I have my little rocks, so I don't touch the microphone and
yeah.
make noises
like
this.
I'm hearing things again.
Or this.
Yeah.
Bing. Touching the microphone.
Totally lost my train of thought. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for that. No, it's fine.
But legends go back for generations of all the different types of beasts and things and, you know.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Saw a video the other day. Now, you know, you have to take it with a grain of salt, but there was this, like, very, very, very strange looking creature captured under a bridge. And it was interesting because it looked very much like that video that I saw on that, you know, caught on camera
mm-hmm.
TV show that's out now of the thing in the jungle that had, like, almost like, it was very, I don't know, it looked human, but it also looked like reptilian, I guess is the word that I'm trying to think of. Very frog-like, but like our size.
Okay.
Kind of looked the same, because I was like, what's going on?
Well, there are legends of the frogmen.
Yeah, that's true. That's a whole nother show, kids.
Yeah.
Old, in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Loveland
Frogman.
Okay, we got to do a show on that. You guys have to hear about that one. But anyways.
But yeah, this beast is one of the baddest out there, and it eats flesh of humans. And the more it eats, the bigger it gets. But yet, it never quenches its thirst or quenches its hunger.
But it, you know, it really kind of ties back to all the missing people. Like, people go missing. You don't realize, mm-hmm. like, you know, Joe and I did a show about this, like, the missing 411. How many people actually disappear?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many. Like, why are we not finding flesh and bones? And we do, but...
We do, but there's so many stories of people that disappear without a trace, and it's happening all the time.
Yeah, it's scary. Scary world out there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Joe...
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yep.
It's 7 below, and I don't like any of it. And I want to be on the road going to warm places.
Yes.
And paranormal conventions. And I want things to go back to the way they were.
They will eventually.
Yeah. We do have a couple shows that we're going to be at. We definitely are going to be at Ohio Reformatory for ParapsyCon,
mm-hmm.
which is very exciting because, you know, Mansfield. Who doesn't know Mansfield, yeah. right? Like, we've been there a couple of times. Place. I saw a full body apparition. I'm hoping to see another one
yeah.
when I go. I'll be like, I'm back.
We just got on the bill, or whatever you want to say, for a convention in July in Ann Arbor. It's a Bigfoot convention in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'll put out more information as soon as I get more information on it, but we're going to be part of the celebrity meet and greet.
I'm going to be a celebrity snack.
You can meet and greet us.
Just greet us.
Ken Gerhard.
Yes.
Steve Ward.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Stop the madness. You know, I love Steve Ward.
Ghost Biker Miranda is going to be there.
Yay.
The Ghost Biker Miranda.
Yes. You guys, there's going to be some cool people. Just come to meet Ken and Steve.
Steve, me, and Miranda.
Oh, my God. That's just too much. It's too much. No, seriously.
Awesome. We're all going to be in a row right there.
It's
going
to be so great. Now, if you guys remember, Ken and Steve were both presenters at our convention that we had mm-hmm. a couple years ago. I wish we could do it again, but, you know, until this whole COVID thing is over, we'll hopefully next year we'll bring you the Toledo Bigfoot and Paranormal Conference part two.
Yeah, part two. All right. Well, thanks for listening about the Wendigo. The Wendigo ate my baby. And so we're going to drive off in our Wendigo.
Yes. Crash out.
Hope you all enjoyed the show. Like I said, get up there, go to our website, buy t-shirts.
Yes.
Have fun. We will talk to you later.
And share the show. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Let's leave with some Sliver by Dead End 5. Goodbye. We will continue.